Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, May the 13th, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Run for Reading. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. Run for Reading. This is a dialogue with Cass, my second son, about something that is going to take place at his school this week. I'm interviewing Cass today. He's my second son, and he's 9 years old. He's going to do something very interesting at school on Friday. What is it that you're going to do, Cass, on Friday?
We're going to do something called Run for Reading, and that's how we sponsor money for our school.
Oh, so you're raising money?
Yeah, we're raising money.
And so it's a running, like a running competition?
No, it's not a competition. We're just raising money for our school so we can get recess materials and different kinds of books.
Okay. And where are you going to run?
We're going to run in front of the school and the laps, they're 200 meters long.
Okay. Have you done it before?
Yeah, we've done it for 4 years, kinder through third.
And has it been successful?
Yeah, it has.
Now, is it just the children who run?
No, not... Well, sometimes. But doing kind of like the middle, the teachers come in and then they start running. Or usually they come in at the beginning.
Is it funny to see the teachers run?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's the best teacher at running?
He's called Mr. Hickenbottom. And last year he ran 42 laps.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to raise money. Now, how do you get sponsors?
You ask your neighbours to get... Well, you give them a piece of paper, they sign it, and you ask them if they could sponsor money.
Fantastic. So they give you, like, $1 per lap or 25 cents per lap or something like that? Mm-hmm. How much money, do you remember, did your school make last year?
I think they made 2,150-something.
That's great for schools. Yeah. So, are there other ways that the school raises money?
There's one way that doesn't include activities. It's when you... it's like... the same as Run for Reading, but you just have a paper that time. And you go and ask them if they would like to buy cookies or pies or cakes. And then if you sell them, then that's how you raise money for our school.
Right. And do you get an award or a reward yourself sometimes for getting sponsorships?
Everybody gets a small ribbon that says, I love running. And it says... Well, and it's different kinds of colors, and it's a rainbow kind of color, and it shows a boy and a girl running together.
Right. And how about when you sell cookies? Do you get any reward?
If we sell, let's say, 50 cookies, we would get, let's see, we would get a really cool, let's say, we get a really cool big ball that could bounce really high.
Right. So there's a variety of things that you can win.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck for Friday, Cass. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast of some use. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I look forward to podcasting for Thursday. Tune in. And drop me a line, let me know what you think, give me some suggestions at acupofenglish@live.com. Until then, goodbye.